when it comes to legislation, they always say you don't want to see how the sausage is made unless it's locally produced sausage.
There you go.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and First Franklin state rep, my state rep, Steve Kulik, today at the State House, only in the grand staircase. I mean, they could have at least given you a room. A discussion about the Massachusetts Food System Plan. It's something that Steve Kulik has been working on as part of the Food Policy Council. It's something that you've reviewed, Phil Corman from CESA, with your communities involved in sustaining agriculture. A lot of movers and shakers.
Right.
In regards to the food systems of our valley have worked on in regard to this Massachusetts food system plan. So, Steve Kulik, what is the vision behind the plan?
Well, you know, we're really spoiled in the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts because we have really taken the lead through groups like CESA in particular over the last 20 years, protecting our land, improving access to fresh foods and economic opportunity for our farmers, building the Buy Local, Local Hero program. A lot of the things that we take for granted in some ways about the value of agriculture, its presence in our lives right here every day, is not so normal in the rest of the state. For a while now, we felt that it would be important to have a food system plan and really analyze the strengths and weaknesses, the challenges in trying to preserve land, provide more production of food throughout the Commonwealth, make it a bigger part of our economic activity as a state. About 2 years ago, we provided some funding in the state budget for a food system plan process that we envisioned would take a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
There was private foundation funding. Some foundations really want to contribute to this that have worked in other states, have done food system plans, and really look at top to bottom. What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? Where can we improve the food system in Massachusetts to address issues like food deserts, access to farming by new farmers, and the protection of farmland, enhance our economic development, job training programs for people who want to get into agriculture. So it's a big task. People from the Valley have been very plugged into it and again have provided great leadership for it. And now it's being released, and people can comment it on for the next couple of weeks. And we hope that through the Food Policy Council, which was created through legislation about 5 years ago, that this will be a blueprint for new initiatives to support agriculture and food production in Massachusetts.
This is the first ever comprehensive look at food production in the Commonwealth, is it?
You know, I think it really is in the way that this is done. There was a plan 40 years ago. As Phil said, this has led to the APR program.
Which are the low, low rates you get when you're buying a car. Oh, no, I always use that joke.
I'm sorry. Agricultural Preservation Restriction Program. First in the nation, most successful. Phil, correct me, but I think 75,000 acres roughly.
Somewhere between 70 and 75,000 acres.
Yeah, have been protected in perpetuity for agriculture in Massachusetts. And a lot of the land here in the Valley, we've been leaders in that. That was a major recommendation that came out of the food plan 40 years ago, I think when Governor Sargent was governor. And so it was long past time for an update reflecting current values and outlooks that people have about food and production in Massachusetts.
You know, Massachusetts is a key state in New England. You know, we have the largest consumer food market because we have the largest population. We have some of the best farmland in the country, especially right here in the Pioneer Valley. And we have an educated residents that really want to connect with farmers regardless of where they live.
Thanks to no small part to CESA and the Buy Local
and
nine other
Buy Local groups in the state.
Uh-huh.
Despite all those opportunities, we still have some obvious things we need to figure out. We still do not know what percent of our diet here in Massachusetts is local.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to start making more public investment in more parts of the food system if we're going to be successful.
Phil Corman from CESA and Representative Steve Kulik from the First Franklin District in Massachusetts. We've said a bunch of times we live in almost this like idyllic place here in the Pioneer Valley. I always like to say this didn't come out of nowhere. It's not out of a vacuum. It's a bubble that we created because of education and because of changing our practices and changing our beliefs in regards to how we're going to approach any number of things. And food is high at the top of the list. Is this gaining as much traction? I grew up just outside the 495 Beltway of Massachusetts. I don't know if I ever went to a farm ever as a kid. You know, food was where you went to the supermarket. That's where food came from. Is it the trend spreading out in the eastern part of the state? Is it well received in your Food Policy Council with other representatives?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, I think Western Mass, the Pioneer Valley is looked at as sort of the gold standard where it all began.
Mm-hmm.
There's tremendous interest among my colleagues, urban and suburban, at the legislature. So I think this is going to be received with a great deal of interest, and it will be a challenge to us in the legislature, as well as to the Baker administration, to put some of the recommendations into action. Food is a form of manufacturing, and roughly 10% of the manufacturing in Massachusetts today is involved with food production. We can do more. That'll provide jobs in distribution and growing and all kinds of things. So food can be an important part of job creation in the state.
Representative Steve Kulik from the First Franklin District. The Massachusetts Food System Plan, the first draft will be unveiled at the State House a little bit later this morning, and then there's an open comment period that begins today. Where can people look at the draft and see what they think of it and make their own comments?
Well, we're definitely going to, you know, post a link at buylocalfood.org, but folks can also go to
mafoodplan.org.
Ma, food plan!
Right.
That's like what
think
I used to yell at my mom, like, what are we having for dinner? Ma, food plan! .org. Steve Kulik is my elected official. I live in the First Franklin District.
Tell him.
Yeah, I'm going to read
right,
the draft.
Money.
I think the only time I've ever had to actually call your office was to get you to advocate for Jonathan Richmond's Roadrunner as the official.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
It's still undecided. You know, there's this ridiculous battle between Roadrunner and a song that doesn't even belong in the competition, Dream On by Aerosmith.
I see.
Give me a break.
I see. I'm going to vote for you again. You're pandering to me now. I love it. Representative Steve Kulik, you can check out the Massachusetts Food System Plan a little bit later today. The first draft and the public comment period opens. You can find a link. And Phil Corman from CESA at buylocalfood.org.